Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf for Erev Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Ayin Hey is Tez Zayin in Meseches Chagiga. We are going to pick up on Tez Vav Lamed Beis, about 15 lines from Dadim. The Gemara will continue discussing Acher and a fascinating teaching of Rabbah Bar Shila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu quotes all of his Talmidei Chachamim and says over their Torah. However, he does not say over the Torah of Rabbi Meir because he learned Torah from Acher, to which the Gemara then analyzes whether Rabbi Meir was correct from learning Torah from Acher, who we spoke about on yesterday's daf, Elisha ben Avua, that was one of the greatest of the Tanoim who ultimately went off the Derech because he was Nichnas Lepardes. And the Gemara will continue to discuss the implications of Acher. Finally, we will discuss other individuals who were very learned and even very great who made mistakes. The Gemara on the bottom of Tez Vav Amud Beis will talk about Achitofel. And then ultimately on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, we will go back to discussing Malachim. We will discuss different attributes of Malachim and different attributes, how they compare and contrast to people as well as animals. The Gemara will discuss also about looking at a rainbow and the symbolism, of course, of the rainbow and the discussion of the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, as well as more fascinating examples of Malachim escorting us. Finally, we will have a Mishnah on the bottom of Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, where we're going to have one of the first machlokis in the history of Klal Yisrael, and that is the machlokis in regards to smichas behema on Yom Tov. Rashi describes it as the machlokis rishona shahisa bechachme Yisrael. The Gemara will discuss who were the tanoim that were involved in this machlokis, as well as other early machlokis in between tanoim, and the machlokis between the prushim and the tzedukim of how to apply the pasuk of kasher zamam. Do we say kasher zamam? Of course we do. Kasher zamam v'lo kasher asa. And a fascinating experience that Shimon ben Shetach and Yehuda ben Tabai had. Yehuda ben Tabai was an Av Bezdin early on, and Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. The daf will conclude then discussing the machlokis about smicha on behema on Yom Tov, as well as some interesting facts about who were the Av Bezdin at different tkufos in the history of Klal Yisrael. So let's pick up where we left off on the bottom of Tez Vav Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom. At the end of the line, there is a word Ashkeche. First word on the next line is Rabbah Bar Shila. Ashkecha Rabbah Bar Shila Eliyo. Rabbah Bar Shila met Eliyo. Amalei, my kovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? He asked him. Amalei, so Eliyo responded, Kamer Shmaitzim Pumayu Dekula Rabbana. He's quoting from all the Rabbana. There are a few Mamorei Chazal that speak about, and this is consistent with our understanding of how Torah Shebaal Peh works, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices in the teachings of the Rabbanan. Umipumei de Rabbi Meir loy ka'amar. But he doesn't quote from Rabbi Meir. Amalei amai, why not? Asked Rabbah Bar Shila. Eliyahu responds, Mishum de kagamar shmaitzim ipumei d'acher. Because he learned from Acher. Amalei, but didn't we learn in yesterday's Gemara, a few lines above? Amai, why is that problematic? Rabbi Meir rimo matzah tocha. Rabbi Meir found a pomegranate. Achol klipaso. Excuse me, tocha achal. He ate the inside. Klipaso zara. And he threw out the outside. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not kaviyachol quote the Torah of Rabbi Meir? Amar Lei, and therefore Eliyo said something changed. This is consistent with the idea maybe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows the words kaviyachol of the Rabbanan, that all of a sudden now things have begun to change. Hashta, now Eliyo reports to Rabbah Ka'amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quoting, Meir b'ni, Meir my son, Omer, b'zman sh'adam etztayr, Shechina, Maloshon Omeres. A person is in pain. What does the Shechina say? Kalini Meiroishi. I have a headache. Kalini Mizroi. My arms hurt. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzdayer on every person and says, Rabbi Meir, that Kodesh Baruch Hu quotes, Al Doman Shal Rishoim. If this is about the blood of the Rishoim, Im Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzdayer Al Doman Shal Rishoim. Certainly, if the blood of tzaddikim are spilled, then the pain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that much greater. Two lines before the wide. On Tezvav and Beis, Ashkei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, the Tali Be'ibra. Shmuel found Rav Yehuda that he was holding up a door. Be'ibra didasha, vikabachi, and he was quiet, crying. Amalei Shinina, sharp one. Rav Yehuda was known as sharp one. My kabachisa, why are you crying? Amalei Marzut, Amalei Mizutra, is there nothing big about? Is it just small? This that the Pasuk says in response to what he was crying about. Aye Sefer, Aye Shekel, Aye Sefer Es HaMigdalim. Aye Sefer, what does that refer to? Shaye Seferim, Kol Oishya Sheva Torah. They used to count all of the letters of the Torah. Where are those Seferim that used to count all the letters of the Torah? Aye Shekel, Shaye Sheklim, Kalin Vechamurin Sheva Torah. Where are those who weighed is more stringent and more lenient in the Torah. A lot of times, to paskin a shayla, you have to weigh the significance of one halacha versus the next. Aye sefer es hamigdalim, what does that refer to? Shayushayin shleish meis halachas b'migdal haporeach b'avir, that they would learn in regards to a tower that is opened up to a chatzer or a valley. For Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, they would discuss 300 halachas that come from that. V'Amar Rabbi Ami, and the Gemara continues, final answer, Rabban Rabbi Ami, also taught, Tas Me'a Bo'i Bo Doig V'Achi Toifel, B'Migdal HaPareach Ba'Avir. There were 300 shailas that Doig and Achi Toifel asked in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara about Olos, Utnan, yet we also learned, Shlosha Melachim V'Arba Ed Yotos Ein Lehem Chelik Olam Abba, that there are three kings and four people who weren't kings who are not entitled to Olam Abba. Doeg HaAdomi was a significant advisor in the days of Shaul. Achitofel was in the days of David, according to Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Vav on the base. The Gemara over there in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi says that Doeg and Achitofel don't have a place but Olam Haba. They were, nevertheless, as described in a few places in Shas, as being extremely learned, as alluded to in our Gemara. Nevertheless, because they were over on Lashon Hara, as well as abettors to Ritzicha, they are not one of the Bnei Olam Haba. They lost their Olam Haba. So says Rabbi Ami, Anan, Maiteheya Haveilon, about us. What are we going to say about us? We're not such gedolim in Torah, so we have to especially worry. Amalei, Shmuel responded, Shinin a sharp one, tina haisa beliban. There was apikursis and anger that they carried in their hearts, and that's why their Torah did not protect them. Us, who are not on that madrega in knowledge of Torah and sharpness in Torah, but if we don't have tina bilibenu, so then the Torah can protect us. Acher Mai, what was the reason that the Torah did not protect Acher? How did he slip so far that the Torah didn't protect him? Says the Gemara, Zemer Yevani lo pasuk mupumei. The music of the Greeks affected him. Very, very powerful lesson of the Gemara. Ultimately, if he has bad influences, the Torah is not going to protect him. Amru la alav al Acher. They say about Acher, B'shah Shah Yo'imib Mi Beis HaMedrash, Har Beis Sifrei Minin Noishrin Mecheka. That when he would stand up from the Beis HaMedrash, there were also Sefer of Apikorsis that would fall from his lap, that he was using them as well. Says the Gemara, Shol Nimos Hagardias Rabbi Meir, Nimos, the comber of wool, it's the comb wool. He said to Rabbi Meir, he asked him, Kol Amad Dinachas Liora Salika, does every bit of wool that's put into the barrel come out perfectly dyed? No. Sometimes it doesn't come out positively affected. And his question, according to Rashi, was the following. Does every person who learns Torah automatically that protect them from chait? Sometimes, maybe we could add to what Rashi says, just like the dye doesn't always penetrate the wool, sometimes maybe the Torah doesn't penetrate the person. Amalei, kol man dehavi noki agav imet. That wool which was clean by its mother, salik. So then it is positively affected. In other words, the dye takes. Called lo havi nakiv agavime, but the wool that wasn't pure by its mother, lo salik, then it doesn't take effect. A fascinating answer in Chinuch, and that is that we can't expect that the learning of Torah in yeshiva for our children to affect them if there are things that in their younger days, when they were being formed, there were things that got in the way of their processing and their growth. That they were ready, if we send them to yeshiva with impurities, so then that those impurities can prevent and block the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We learned that Rabbi Akiva was not adversely affected. Rabbi Akiva, Allah b'shalom v'yor b'shalom v'alav ha'kasav v'aymer, Moshcheini acharecha narutza. On him the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pull me and I will run after you. The Pasuk concludes, and this is a very important Pasuk in Yonah D'Yoma, my Talmidim know that I love to sing it with them. This is the Pasuk of the Yom Tovim of Tishrei, because Shir HaShirim is such an important part of Avodas Hashem. And the Pasuk concludes, Heviyani HaMelech HaDorav, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring him inside his chambers. And in this case, it meant bring Rabbi Akiva to the insides of Torah, and he wasn't adversely affected. Continues the Gemara in the last line, Tezvav and Beis, V'af Rabbi Akiva Bikshu Malash Chayashar Zadocha. It's true that the angels did want to push him out. Amar Lehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. Hinichu Lezakein Zeh Sheroi L'shtamish B'kvodi. That leave the Zakein because he's worthy to serve in my honor. My Darish. How did Rabbi Akiva know not to get too close, Rashi explains. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he's going to be able to be Mishtamish B'Kvodi, and Rashi says, and not to look in the inappropriate places. How did Rabbi Akiva know how to do that? Amar Abba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Pasuk says, V'asa Miriv Vais Kodesh. Literally, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Klal Yisrael Miriv Vais Kodesh, from high places. However, also could also be understood as a sign. Oisu B'Rivava Shalom. There was a sign amongst the angels that Rabbi Akiva looked for, that where the Shechina is, and not to gaze at it. Rabbi Yevo Amar, Dogu Mervava. The Pasuk, which we're going to say also in Rosh Hashanah, Dogu Mervava Husach Vayehi. He's anointed and above, way above. That's the word Dogu. Now, Dogu could also mean an example. Dugmahu Mervava Shalom. That this place is obvious amongst the Mirkava itself. It's the one who's clearly running, the controlling the chariot. Rabbi Chiya bar Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Beruach Hashem, Va'achar Haruach Rash. This is the encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Melachim Perek Yutes, Melachim Aleph. Eliyahu's encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in very, very powerful, dramatic words. Lo v'ruach Hashem, v'achar ruach rash, lo b'rash Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not found in the noise, nor in the wind, v'achar rash eish, lo b'eish Hashem. Then the fire appeared, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there. V'achar eish called mamodako, and after the fire was a silent sound, almost a paradox, a silent sound. V'hine Hashem over, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found b'kol d'mama daka, in the most silent of places, not with all the fanfare. So that's what Rabbi Akiva looked for. Tan Rabbanan Shisha Dvarim Nemru b'shedim. There are six things that are said in regards to shedim. Shlosha k'malachei ha'shares, v'shlosha k'bnei adam. Three ways they'd appear like angels, three like people. Shlosha k'malachei ha'shares, yesh lo hem k'nafayim, they have wings. K'malachei ha'shares, like angels. V'tasim misof olam atzof. Oh, k'malachei ha'shares, and they fly. Today we use the modern Hebrew word, latus, to fly. So that's what this means here in the Gemara V'tasin. They fly from one end of the world to the next, like k'malachei ha'shares. V'yoidin mash'as adlios, and they know what the future is going to be, k'malachei ha'shares. Says the Gemara, yoidin, they know? That's only a midah, presumably, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Yodin salkadaitach, elashoymin me'achorei ha'paragud. They hear from the other side of the curtain. We had that expression, of course, that Acher heard, Me'achorei ha'paragud, that it would be the pasuk of Shuv Vanim Shovim did not apply to him, like angels. U'shloshe k'bnei Adam, and in three ways are like people. Ochlem u'shloshe k'bnei Adam, they eat and drink like people. Parn v'ravin k'bnei Adam, they procreate like people. Mesim k'bnei Adam, they die like people. Period. Shisha dvarim nemru b'bnei Adam. There are six things about people. Shosha kamachi asharet, shosha behemos. Three ways are like angels and three ways like animals. Shosha kamalachi asharis, yeshlem das kamalachi asharis. They have knowledge like angels. Umahalchim bekoimas kufa. And they go with bent over. Kamalachi asharis like angels. Umisaprim b'loshoina kodesh. Kamalachi asharis. And they speak in Lashon Kodesh like Malachi asharis. Here's a source to speak on in Lashon Kodesh. My Talmidim know that I try, b'li neder be'ezras Hashem, when I can, on Shabbos to speak on Lashon Kodesh, and that's a midah malachi asharetz. But not only that, the Gemara says that we're supposed to do that as well. Shleisha kebehema, there are three things that were like animals. Oichlam v'shoisim kebehema. So this is the classic paradox, that we're pulled in two opposite directions. We eat and drink like animals. Uparim v'ravim kebehema, we procreate like animals. Umetzien rei kebehema, and we release waste, excrement, like animals. So that it captures, really, this is a beautiful theme, Erev Rosh Hashanah, that we are pulled in two different directions, and our tafkid is to sanctify even the parts that we resemble animals, to bring them up and make them worthy of the other part of us, a Malachi Asharis. In other words, to on the one hand not be angels, but to make ourselves worthy to be angels despite the animalistic instincts that we have. Mark continues on the first wide line. Kol ha-mistakel b'dal dvarim. If a person looks at three things, ratu lo shelo bol olam, it would be better that he didn't come to this world. And we mentioned in the Mishnah, that's a quote from our Mishnah on Yud Aleph on the Beis, in the beginning of the second parak, not to look above and below and so on and so forth. The so on and so forth, now the Gemara elaborates on. Bishleim ha-malam malam. You're not supposed to look what's above you. I understand that those things are too lofty and we can only make mistakes like Acher did and look in the wrong places. Malimata, says the Gemara, I understand that which is above, below, that which is behind. L'chaye, that is clear. Elalif, that you're not allowed to look that there because you'll end up thinking things that are inappropriate. The Tosis Rid explains, because we don't have Hasagas to be able to understand what's above HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, or what is above us. Ela Lefanim, but the word Lefanim means before Briyas HaOlam. So Maida Hava Hava, whatever was there, was there. What's the problem? Rabbi Yochanan of Lazadarmi Tarvayu, they explain, Moshel HaMelech Basar Adam, a king, Shamal Avodav Benoli Platrin Gedolin Al HaAshpa, build me a large palace on top of a garbage. Holchu banu lo. Eimet zonu shel melech lahaskir shem ashpa. The king doesn't want them to say, oh, what was once here was a garbage dump. The sayu vavayu here is being equated to a garbage dump. Because that would seem be a denigration of this world. Kol shel chasal kvoid koinoi, ratu lo shelo ba la'olam. Mahi, what does it mean? Mahi, what is an example of someone who isn't careful of the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that better, it would be better that he should not be created? Continues the Gemara five lines into the wide and Zayin Amar Aleph. Rabbi Abba Amar Zem Mestakel Bekeshes. First is someone who looks at the rainbow. Rabbi Yosef Amar Zo Over Aveira Beseser. Someone who is over Aveira in private. And of course, that is worse than someone who is over Aveira Stam, because he denigrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He acts as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see him in private. Mistakel b'keshes t'chsiv, what's the source for this? Someone who looks at a rainbow. Kimara akeshes, like the appearance of a rainbow, asheyeh ba'anan, b'yom ha-geshem, that appears in a cloud during a rainy day, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, kein mare hanogeh saviv, hu mare d'mus kvod Hashem. That's kaviyachol, the appearance of kvod Hashem. So we see that the keshes is symbolic of the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yosef Amar, therefore you're not allowed to look at. Zeh over aver b'seser, k'di Rabbi Yitzchak. This is based on Rabbi Yitzchak's teaching, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak. This appears in Kedushin Laman Alf. Kol over aver b'seser, k'ilu dochek ragle shechina. As if he pushed away the legs of the shechina. Shenem ha'koyim ha'ashem ha'shamayim kisi v'arez hadom ragloi. That the earth is the place for Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's legs. And if he sins, it's as if he's pushing away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asks Gemara, Eini, is that so? Va'amar Rabbi Lo HaZakein, Imro Adam, Sheyitzro Miskabra Lov, that if a person sees that his Yetzirah is getting the most of him, this appears in a few places, in Moikot and Yudzayin in Kedush and Mem, as well as now in Chagiga Tezayin. Yelech l'machim shei makirin, so you should go to a place where they don't recognize him. V'yalbish shchorin, and put on black clothing. V'yisatev shchorin, and wrap himself in black clothing. V'yaseh mashali bo chafetz, v'al yishem shemayim v'farhesia. If he knows he's going to sin, there's a lot of literature on this. My father, Shlita, has expounded on this as well. But if the person knows that he's going to sin, so then in such a case, better that they not know that a religious person sinned, then it should be done in private and shouldn't be done. There should not be chol Hashem b'farhesia. Since the answers the Gemara, loy kasha hadam matzi kayif liyetzer, hadam lo matzi kayif liyetzer. At a time that he can't subdue his yetzer hara, so then it's better that he do the aveira in private. This is not an easy Gemara to wrap one's mind around. I myself, I'm still young, have not been zocha to understand the exact parameters of this Gemara. The Gemara continues, 20 lines from bottom to Zayin Amid Alf. Tarish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmeni Miturgimenei Dereish Lakish. Kol HaMistakel B'Gimel Dvariv. If a person looks at these three things, Ein of Kaos, then his eyes become weak. B'Keshes, like we mentioned above, to look in a rainbow. U'Banasi, and he gazes at the Nasi. U'Bekohanim, as well as to the Kohanim, and we're going to see the context in which he gazes at the Kohanim in a moment. B'keshes t'chsiv k'mar keshia ba'anon k'yom ha'geshem hu mar d'mus kvod Hashem, that we said that the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Nevuah of Yecheskel was like that of a rainbow. B'nasi t'chsiv v'nasata mehoitcha olav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe that he should take his beauty that's on him, his special aura, and it will be given onto Yehoshua. So there's a special hod, and that one is not supposed to gaze to. At Hamstakel b'Kohanim, a person who looks at the Kohanim, gazes at the Kohanim, is manch meisim gishkain shayom dal dulchanun umavarch in es Yisrael b'shem hamiforish. That also the prohibition is to look at the Kohanim when they utter the shem hamiforish. There is a custom similar to that. I heard from Shechter Shlita, he was medayik. It says meduyik, it's clear from this Gemara, and the truth is, if you read the Mishnah Berurah carefully, it would seem that that is correct as well, that the prohibition that is mentioned as a custom not to look at the Kohanim when they duchen is, it might be an outgrowth of this halacha. Therefore, the Isser would only be the Isser of Mestakel B'Kohanim, Mi'ikur D'din would be B'zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. This seems to be brought out, the simple pshat of Tosis Dibar Maskel B'Kohanim, that Tosis points out that the Gemara says that in Megillah, on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, that you're not supposed to, a Kohen's not supposed to go up and duchen if his hands have blemishes on them. And Tosis says the reason there is because of Hesach Hadas, not because of the Isser of gazing at the Kohanim. So that's why Rav Shechter says that he himself will look at the Kohanim when they duchen to check if they're duchening properly, because according to the opinion of Tosos over here, based on our Gemara, the Isser to look, gaze at the Kohanim is specifically when they utter the Shem HaMeforsh. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal pointed out from the Tosos, his mashma, that you have to be careful not to be Mesiach Das in Birchas Kohanim, because otherwise one would not be Yotze. That's quoted in Halicha Shlomo. Gemara continues, Darash Rav Yehuda Bar Nachen Miturgimine Dereish Lakish. May Dech Siv Al Taminu Bira Al Tiftechu Baluf In Yom Elucha Yetzara. If the Yetzara comes and tells you Chato, sin, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mochel, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you. Al Tamin, that's what it means. Don't believe the Ra, that means don't believe the Yetzara. Al Tamin Bira V'Ein Ra El Yetzara Shnemar Ki Yetzar Lev Odom Ra Minu Urav, and that refers to the Yetzara. V'Ein Aluf, and when he says Al Tiftechu Ba'aluf, don't worry about the Aluf, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnemar, Aluf Na Nu'urai Ato. Pasuk Yirmiyahu says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our general, like that's how we use it in modern Hebrew. Shema Tomer, Mi Meid Bi, lest you say, who's going to testify against me? Zokdei Ligi Gemara, Avnei Beisoy V'Kares Beisoy Shel Adam, Hei Meidim Boi. The walls testify on his actions. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Chavakuk says, a very important, appropriate Gemara for Erev Tisha B'Av. Ki even mikir tizak, the walls of a person cry out if it's stolen, if something is stolen. V'chafis me'etzi anena, and the wood will also cry out, I'm also stolen. So what we see from this pasuk is that the walls testify. Maybe one could argue even more that the parallel for the walls crying out that they're made out of stolen material is the walls cry out and say the person has stolen Gnevas Das, has given the impression that he's one way and he's really something else. How appropriate for Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we commemorate the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside of us. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam was created, and that's why we blow a shofar, which comes from the neshama. And what testifies about us on Rosh Hashanah? We're going to pass by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be the neshama. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Mishkevas chaykecha, mar pischei ficha, ezui devesh eshecheves b'cheikoi shel Adam avei oimer zu neshama. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say that which lies inside the person should testify, should open up its mouth. What's that? That is the neshama. Reb Zrika Oimer, Shnei Malachi Asharis HaMelavin Oisei Meidim Boi. The angels, if we would only feel them, one on our right and one on our left, that escort us, they're going to testify by what they do. They're with us all the time. Shnei Mar Ki Malachov Yitzav Eloch Lishmarcha B'chol Durachecha. There are malachim that I command that are guarding you, and they see what we do. Some say varav shalot meidim boy. Some say it's the limbs of a person. Shnemar v'atem eidaini u'mashem v'anihikel. What a powerful musar before Rosh Hashanah this Gemara. Nishmosoi shel odo meidim boy. Let's begin the next Mishnah, four lines from the bottom, to Zayin Amar Aleph. Yosef ben Yezer Oymer, Shloy Lismach. There was an opinion that one does not lean on the behema, the mitzvah of smicha, of leaning on one's animal on Yom Tov, because you are doing avoda by leaning on the animal on Yom Tov, or do we say no, that it's a mitzvah? Yosef ben Yochanan Amar Lismach, Yeshua ben Prachi Oymer, Shloy Lismach. Mitar Beili Amar Lismach. So this is a machlokes of generations. My Rebbe Rav Nemensal Shlita, in one of his sichos, points out that this machlokis emerged during the times of the Greeks, and he claims that a machlokis in halacha, as beautiful as it might be in terms of understanding different parameters of the Torah, at the end of the day, when it becomes a machlokis in halacha lemaisa, so then that is a sign of darkness in Klal Yisrael, in halacha. And the Chazal say, during the time of Yavon, Chashrus came to the world, there was a little bit of a breakdown of our traditions. And this was a product of that. Yudah ben Taba yomer shloy lismach, shum ben Shetach amr lismach, shma yomer lismach, avtal yomer shloy lismach, hilu menachim loy nechliku, when you had the Nasi, Hilo, and the Av Bezdin, menachim, then they agreed. And they both held, according to Neiri, that's how to read this Mishnah, that the halach is that you do smicha. Yotza Menachem, when Menachem left, Nichnas Shammai Shammai, became the Av Bezin, Shammai Yom Shloi Lismach, Hil Amar Lismach. Then the Machlokis returned. Harishainim, the first of the pairs mentioned in our Mishnah. For example, we had Yossi ben Yezer and Yosef ben Yoichanan. So the first one, Hayunisim, they were the Nasi. Like we had Hillel before Menachem, Hillel was the Nasi. Ushniim Lam, the second one, Av Bezin, was the Av Bezin. Mark, continue. Second line from the top of the Zayin, Amma Beis Ton Rabban, and Shalish, and Mizukas, Harishayim. Shamr Loi Lismach. There were three of the pairs that we mentioned earlier that said not to do Smicha. Ushniim Mizukas, Harachranim, Shamr Lismach. The Brisa tallies up how many Tanoim said to do smicha, and how many Tanoim said not to do smicha. And the Braisa tallies as follows. There were three from the first group who said not to do smicha. In other words, from the group that in our Mishnah we described as the Nasiim, and there were two from the group of the Av Bezdin who said to do smicha. And the Braisa adds, Harishonim hayu Nasiim, Ushniim lahem avos bezin. The first set were the Nasiim, and the second were the Av Bezin. Div Rebbe Meir, this is Rebbe Meir's opinion. The Chachamim Oimrim Yehuda ben Tabai Av Bezin, Ushimim ben Shetach Nasi. And the Chachamim say that Yehuda ben Tabai was an Av Bezin, and Shimon ben Shetach was a Nasi. Our Mishnah that says that the Rishonim of every Zug were Nesiim, that follows the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Man Tana L'Hodot Tana Rabbanan. We're going to now prove there is a Braisa that works like Rebbe Meir. I'm Rebbe Yehuda Ben Tabbai. Ere B'Nechama. I will literally see no comfort for Tzion. In other words, it's a Lashon Shvua. Im Lo Arakti Eid Zomim. That I killed an Eid Zomim. L'Hotzi Milavan Liban Shel Tzadikim. In order to show that the Tzadukim were wrong in terms of how to understand the parsha of Eid Zomim. Shayu Omrim, they said the Tzadukim, Ein Eid Zomim Ne'eragin, the only time an Eid Zomim gets killed, Achi Yaharog HaNidom, that also the Nido needs to get killed. Let's remind ourselves, parsha's the case of Eid Zomim is that Reuven and Shimon testify about Binyamin, and then Levi and Yehuda come and say that Reuven and Binyamin were liars. Imanu Ayisem. We were with you when you said Binyamin was murdered. So we paskin that the only time that Reuven and Shimon get the onish of kasher zomam lasos la'achiv, what they wanted to do Binyamin is done to them, is only kasher zomam lasos velo kasher asa, not that they actually did it, that Binyamin wasn't actually killed. The Tzdukim said the exact opposite. The Tzdukim said that it only happens if Binyamin was already killed, then Reuven and Shimon get that onish. Once there was a Gmar Din, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai put to death Reuven and Shimon. Amar le Shimon ben Shatach. So Shimon ben Shatach said to Yehuda ben Tabbai, Ere ben Nechama im lo shafachto dam noki. Make a shvua that you spilled unnecessary blood. Sharei Amru Chachamim, because Chacham said, Ein edim zom neragin ad sheizumu shneim. That only if both Reuven and Shimon were testified against by Levi and Binyamin, saying Imanu Ayisem, Vein Lokin Achi Zumushnein. Also, if Reuven and Shimon testify that Binyamin is Chayiv Malkus, only if Levi and Binyamin say that Reuven and Shimon are Chayiv Malkus, Vein Meshalmin Mamon Achi Zumushnein, as well as the Chiyuv Mamon is only if there was a Zmama on both of them. So says Shimon ben Shetach, you made a mistake. You said Eid Zomim, a single Eid, but only if both of them are what we call in, we create a new verb in Gemara language, if both of them are zoomed, that's our new verb. Both of them are zoomed. Miyad kiba love Yehuda ben Tabbai, he accepted it. She'ein mora halacha el b'fnei Shimon ben Shatach. He accepted on himself that he would only paskin halacha with the approval of Shimon ben Shatach. Kol yomav shel Yehuda ben Tabbai, and all of Yehuda ben Tabbai's days, yimshtateach al kivrei shaloisa horug, he went to ask forgiveness from this Eid Zomim. It turns out he was a liar. However, and he wanted to put to death Binyamin. However, since it was only Reuven, and on Shimon we didn't have any Manu Ayisem, it was a mistake. Shimon Shatach taught Yehuda ben Tabbai to put him to death. Vayikoyle nishma, and his voice was heard, emanating from the kever. What type of voice was it? Kisvurim Alam Loimer, the people thought, Shekolo Shel Haraku, that it was the one who had been killed by the Bezin of Yehuda ben Tabbai. Amar Lehem, but he said, Kolihu, it's my voice that's crying out. Teidu, and that was true, Shelemacharu Meis, that the day after Yehuda ben Tabbai died, Ve'en Kolosh Nishma, the voice was no longer heard. Amar Le Ravacha, Breidu Ravler of Ashi, Ravacha then said to Ravashi, Vidilma, maybe the truth is that it was the voice of the Harug. However, Pisuye Paise, the moment that Yehuda ben Tabbai passed away, he went up to heaven and he asked forgiveness from that Reuven. Oh, Bedina Tavei, or ultimately Yehuda ben Tabbai was punished, and therefore the Kol Dmei Achicha, the sound of Reuven is no longer heard, because ultimately Yehuda ben Tabbai was punished, and the neshama of Reuven has now been rested. Either way, it isn't a conclusive proof. Analyzes the Gemara from this story a totally different issue, the story itself, and that is whether Yehuda ben Tabbai was Av Bezdin or an Asi. Mani. Ha. How are we to calculate this, that Yehuda ben Tabbai took on himself not to paskin a shayla until he was in front of Shimon ben Shatach? I amrit bishlema Rebbe Meir, to amr Shimon Shatach Av Bezdin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai Nasi, according to Rabbi Meir, who learned that Shimon ben Shetach, based on our Mishnah, that We saw that the first ones in the list of our Mishnah is the Nasi, and the second one is the Av Beis Din. And in our Mishnah we have Yehuda ben Tabbai first, and he would be the Nasi. And Shimon ben Shetach would be the Av Beis Din. So if you're going to say, Damer Shimon ben Shetach Av Beis Din, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai Nasi, Hainu dekama mora halacha b'fnei Shimon ben Shetach. That's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai decided that he's not going to pass in a shaydlo unless he's in front of the Av Beis Din. Eli'i Amrit Rabbanan de Amri Yehuda ben Tabbai Av Beis Din. But if we're going to follow the Rabbanan who say Yehuda ben Tabbai was Av Beis Din, Shimon ben Shetach nis Nasi, and Shimon ben Shetach was a Nasi, Av Beis Din b'fnei Nasi mi mora halacha, is the Av Beis Din supposed to consult with the Nasi for the halacha? So it must be that the tradition of Rabbi Meir is correct, that Yehuda ben Tabbai was a Nasi and Shimon ben Shetach was the Av Beis Din. Says the Gemara, Loi, maybe that's not a conclusive proof. My kibbalah, what is this that he accepted on himself? That he was only going to pass, Yehuda ben Tabbai accepted himself, he's only going to pass in front of Shimon ben Shetach. The Ka'amar leads to Rufe, that in regards to combining his opinion. Dafilu it's derufe, nami lo mitzdarfina. That when I need to make a Beis Din of three, I will only, litzdarf means to join, I will only sit in a Beis Din with Shimon ben Shetach. We learned that the time that Hillel was the Nasi, Menachem was the Av Beis Din. And Menachem left. Leheichon Yotza, says the Gemara, Abai Yomar Yotza Letarbus Ra, that he went to bad behavior, similar to the expression we used for Acher. Rav Amar Yotza La'avodas HaMelech, he went to work for the king. Tanya Nami Hachi, Yotza Menachem La'avodas HaMelech, V'yotza Imo, Shmonim Zugas Talmidim Levushin Srikin. And along with him went his Talmidim, who began to dress as workers for the government. And they lost their autonomy as Moira Halacha, because they were now subservient to the government. Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechon Lo'olam, Al Tei Shvus Kala Be'inecha. Never look at an Iser Derabbanan as something light. Sharei Smicha Einu Ela Mishum Shvus. The whole Iser of leaning on the animal is only a Shaila of a Derabbanan, because you're not allowed to ride on an animal lest you come to break off a stick. V'nechle Kuba G'dol Yadar. And this created such a hubbub. It created such a tumult amongst the G'dol Yadar that Tzmach Lokas that continued amongst generations. Pshita, says the Gemara, Shvus mitzvah strichalei. That's pashut. Of course you can't be makel on a shvus. Says the Gemara, even a shvus, that you're doing a mitzvah, should not be light in your eyes. Hanami pshita, says the Gemara, that's also pashut. Says the Gemara, lafuki ma damar bismicha gufa pligi. There was a machlokis about whether there were some who thought that the machlokis was in regards to smicha itself. In other words, we learned in Beitza there was a diun whether Shalmei Chova needs smicha like Shalmei Nedava or not. But Mash Malon, b'shvusu de pligi, the machlokis was a different machlokis, and that is whether you could violate a shvus to be mekayim the mitzvah of smicha. The next gemara is a very important one that qualifies this diun of smicha, and Beitza Hashem, if we have time today, we will discuss the implications of this machlokis. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Shmamina Smicha b'chol gufa b'inan. We see from the above machlokis that the way you lean is your entire weight on top of the animal. And if you're going to say that you don't need to lean your entire body, Maika Ovid Lisamech. What's the problem? Let him do smicha. In other words, the shaila is because they're putting all their weight, and therefore it's like riding the animal on Yom Tov, and now there is a machlokis whether that's permissible or not. Meisivi says the Gemara, I'll ask you a fine kasha, Darbo b'nei Yisrael v'samach. B'nei Yisrael, Samchim v'im b'is Yisrael samchos. The Tanakhama says that women are not supposed to lean. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shmuel, Amrim b'nei Yisrael samchos reshus, that women are allowed to lean. Rabbi Yosef, Yisach li'abo lozer, pamachas ha'ilanu egel shuziv cheshamim, ve'vi'inu Lazarus nashim. We brought it to the women to do smichan, v'samcho alav nashim. Lo'ed mipnei she'smicha b'nashim. Not because there is a chiyuv for women to do smicha, ela k'dei lasas nachas ruach l'nashim, so that women should also feel that they're involved in this avoda. V'isa k'dei tech smicha b'chol kocho b'inan, continues the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. If you're going to say that there is a requirement to do smicha with all your weight, mishum nachas ruach l'nashim avdinan avoda b'kachim, how can you let women do it if it's an avoda b'kachim? The shayla of smicha is also a shayla not only of whether you could do it on Yom Tov, but if you're not chayiv in smicha, so then you're doing avoda b'kachim. El lav shema mina, lo b'inan b'chol kocho. Must be you don't need to do with your entire weight. And if you don't need to do with your entire weight, so then in such case, you could have the women do it because it wouldn't be considered avodah b'kachim. The only time be avodah b'kachim if you use your entire weight. Says the Gemara, three lines from Rambam, no, maybe you don't need to say that. You have to do b'chol kocho. But in this case, they told the women to do it lightly and not to weigh down. Says the Gemara, Yachi lo mipnei smicha b'nashim, typically. De'ena l'smicha klal. What would have been better to say is that there is no smicha at all. In other words, the women weren't doing smicha because smicha needs to be on kol kocho. So it's not because we did a nachas ruach l'nashim, but rather it wasn't smicha at all. Amar Rabbi Yami, chada v'od kamar. Rabbi Yami says, we were saying both things. Chada, the less smicha klal. It wasn't considered smicha at all because they didn't put their all weight. Oh, then why did we go through this whole shenanigans? Because we have to take the women's feelings into account. Kidei latzos nachas ruach l'nashim. Amar Rav Papa Shmamina. We see from here a couple of halachas. Number one, studin asurim, that it's prohibited to put weight on the side of the animal on Yom Tov. Not only is it prohibited to ride on it, but even to put weight on the side, which is smicha, is going to be asur. Disal kadaitach studin mutarin, lismoch let studin, just do smicha on the side. Elalav must be, shmaminot studin asurim, that not only is it prohibited to ride straight up on the animal, even to put weight on the side, and possibly to ride on the side as well, would be aser, because smicha is aser, and smicha bitstadim is also going to be aser, must be that riding bitstadim as well is prohibited. Continues the Gemara, Tapi Yitzayin Amad Alf, Ravashi Yomar, Afil Teh Mitstadim Mutar, no, the sides could be mutar, called the Bahadi, Gabo, Ki Gabo Dami. Over here, when it comes to leaning on the head, then the head is considered like the back, and therefore, since smicha needs to be done on the head, there's no eitza to do it on the side. And saying that you're doing it on the behemoth's head does not qualify as the side. And therefore, smicha is going to be asur on Yom Tov for those who say that it's considered a shvus that's prohibited on Yom Tov. And there's no suggestion of doing it on the side, because even though you could possibly, according to Rav Ashi, ride on the side of the animal on Yom Tov, if you're not riding it straight up, but leaning on the animal has to be done in the head, and the head is considered be'emtza and not bitstadim. Be'ezer Hashem, if we have time today, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we will record important halacha l'maisa conclusions that emerge from our Gemara in regards to smicha and nashim samchos rishos. I wish everybody a shnas chaim tov v'shalom. May we internalize the lessons that we have from Tezayin Amad Aleph about the neshama, that is what testifies on us for Rosh Hashanah. We spoke about the avoda of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Bli Neder. It was on Torah anytime. I'll post the Bli Neder also on YU Torah. The avoda of Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Rosh Hashanah is to get into the neshama of our avodas Hashem, not only to focus on the pu'ulos, and Be'ezer Hashem, may we be zocha to be ma'ale our neshama on this Rosh Hashanah, and thereby we should all be zocha to a shnas chaim tov v'shalom, a year of continuing to grow together, and Be'ezer Hashem, with my dear Talmidim of the Daf Yomi, looking forward to growing together, going from Moed, jumping from the pan into the fire, Be'ezer Hashem, in a short while, to go to Yevamos, and we'll survive it together, we'll grow through it together, and Be'ezer Hashem, may we be zocha to continue to grow as people who are a combination of Malachim and Behemos, and may we be zocha to be Ma'ala, to raise up the Tzad Behema Shalanu, that animalistic part, to raise ourselves up during this time of Yimei Ratzon, time where we stand with angels. Be'ezer Hashem, may we be zocha that be a year of purity, of shalom, as they are for malachim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tezayin in Maseches Chagiga.